Rows of film studio buildings reflected in a shiny gold surface. As the surface turns, it's revealed to be a green-edged wooden shield with the letters WB in its center. Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner company. A pickup truck tows a caravan into Jellystone Park.
Jellystone Park, one of the nation's oldest and most beautiful stretches of wilderness. For years, families have headed out from the busy city, eager to enjoy a little camping, fishing, and of course, observing the park's natural wildlife.
A family sits at a picnic table with a wicker basket. High on a clifftop, Yogi Bear spies them through a telescope and emerges from a bush.
Boo Boo! I think it's time I introduce myself to that picnic basket!
Little Boo Boo.
You know, Yogi, we could just hunt for food. All the other animals do.
Boo Boo! A picnic basket has everything a bear needs! And I'm not just talking about the treats and snack-type goodies! No! A picnic basket holds a lot more than that. It holds dreams.
What are we looking at?
I don't know. Hook me in!
You sure it'll work, Yogi?
Well, you know, Boo Boo, I'm smarter than the average bear!
Harnessed to a zip line, Yogi leaps from the clifftop and hurtles down towards the picnickers. He holds his arms out in front of him and snatches the picnic basket from their table.
All right!
The rope attaching him to the zip line catches on a tree branch. Yogi swings round the branch, loses his grip on the basket, comes free of the zip line and bounces along the table. As he hurtles through the air in slow motion, he grabs a tortilla chip and dips it in some guacamole. He takes a delicate bite and lands with a thud. The basket lands beside him. There's a hole in the bottom and all the food has gone. In bold brown letters, Yogi Bear. Ranger Smith stands outside a grand log cabin arranging trail maps on a map stand.
Ranger Smith! Sorry about that. We got a 423 in Redwood Valley, sir.
A what?
A bear disturbance.
I think it's probably...
I know it is. Why didn't you just say bear disturbance?
Well,
it sounds cooler. I mean, we're park rangers, sir. You know, to protect and preserve.
Did you just make that motto up?
Yeah, I did. Do you like it?
Ranger Jones, you know that, well, being a park ranger, it's not about mottos. It's about keeping the park safe. That's where the glory is. Protecting all of this.
Yeah, I know. Besides, that motto was still in the testing phase. It's not like I made t-shirts or anything.
No, of course not.
He has.
Okay, I'm gonna deal with that 423.
Okay, copy that, sir. I'm actually gonna hop in the armadillo and make some rounds.
Jones, you know that the armadillo is for head ranger use only. I might need it at any moment to deal with a park emergency. Why don't you finish stacking those trail maps?
Smith goes.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, because that's what future head rangers do. They stack maps.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy! Our days of getting banged up to grab a meal are over, Boo Boo. From now on, the picnic baskets are going to fall into our arms. Soldering iron?
Here you go.
Thank you. Okay, that should do it. Test rock.
They rig the table.
Okay, Yogi.
Weight sensor triggered. Basket in position. Launch spring starts coiling. Firing pin drops. And...
a table plank flips up, launching the rock.
Bullseye! I'm so smart it hurts!
You're standing on the soldering iron.
Or it's that! Ooh, ah, oh, oh, hot, 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 hot! Ooh.
He falls over.
There's the test rock. Now we just wait here for a picnic basket to fall into our arms!
Are you sure about this, Yogi? People seem to get pretty mad when...
A genius never questions his instincts, Boo Boo. When you have a mind like mine, you can't blink, or you'll put a kink in your think. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. We've got our first customers. And they have pie. I wonder what kind it is.
Yogi, are you out here?
It's Mr. Ranger.
Yeah. Get rid of the test rock. Destroy the evidence. I was never here.
Yogi throws the rock into the trees.
Hello, Mr. Ranger, sir.
Ranger Smith clutches his head.
Did you just...
Yogi looks away.
Did you guys... Oh, never mind. Look, Yogi, there was a complaint about a bear interfering with a family picnic.
I see. And you'd like us to mount some sort of investigation?
No, I think it was you.
What? How can you even think that? Are you feverish? Let me press my lips against your forehead.
That you're not pressing your lips against my forehead.
Hey, it's a lot better than the way they take my temperature.
Oh, And no, look, Yogi, we've been over this many times. Bears are supposed to avoid people, not run around stealing their food.
I agree, sir. That's why my friend Boo Boo and I would never think of disturbing a family's picnic.
A cool box flies past them into the trees.
Huh? It missed!
A pie hits Yogi with a splat and the pie tin sticks to his face.
Good day, Mr. Ranger Soup. We'll keep our eyes peeled. I wonder if he noticed the pie.
At the cabin.
Ranger Dunster Rick Smith, you have a visit. Over.
I didn't understand a word of that, Jones. Sorry. Some lady's here to see you.
Send her in.
Okay, I'll be in the armadillo. Or you could be...
Map stacking.
Ranger Smith?
Yes.
She's pretty.
Hello, I'm Rachel Johnson.
Hi.
I was hoping to talk to you about filming a documentary here.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I can handle you for that. Handle that for you.
Sorry, my brain isn't working right. I must have inhaled some Jimson weed.
Oh, Deterrus Tremonium. It's known to cause delirium,
cramping,
and nausea.
You've read the North American Wilderness Guide.
Yeah, I like to highlight all the plants and animals I see.
I like to... Me too.
They compare books as Yogi peers in through a window. They shake hands.
Ranger Smith, at your service. So you want to film a documentary in Jollystone?
Yes, I sent you a letter about a month ago. Written on a piece of bark.
That was you?
Oh. Yes. I'm sorry about that. I was in Sumatra living among the orangutans at the time, and they get very nervous if they spot anything from the modern world.
Really? Wow. That's amazing. Well, then what did you use for ink?
Bird poop and spit.
Mm-hmm. He discards it.
Impressive. So what are you here to film?
Well, I was hoping to shoot a local species, something to really capture the beauty of a national park.
That's terrific. What animal were you thinking?
I heard you had an unusual brown bear.
Brown bear?
Yes. One that talks, those are so rare.
None that I can think of.
Named Yogi? Wears a hat and a tie?
No, that doesn't ring a bell.
I think he's standing on the roof trying to steal your lunchbox.
Using a magnet on a string.
I smell PB&J.
The lunchbox gets caught and drops from the magnet.
All done!
Yogi falls off the roof, landing on the freshly stacked maps.
All right, that Yogi.
In his office, the mayor puts on a new suit.
Bankrupt? No. We're a city. Cities don't go bankrupt.
Well, they do when they're broke, sir.
Well, I guess we're just gonna have to find some money somewhere, right? Because I'm about to run for governor. How am I gonna do that when my own city is going bankrupt? Okay, yes, thank you.
Here's the invoice, Mr. Mayor.
Yikes! Wow. I'm gonna pretend I didn't see that. Just bill it to the city, okay? Thank you. How do we ever go so broke?
I think we just spent too much.
Is there anything we can sell?
You already sold the public golf course to condo developers, two of the three fire stations to that frozen yogurt company, and you were selling the library, but it burned down.
Oh, yeah. That was gonna be one of those make-your-own-donut places.
No.
Yeah. If you can dream it up, you can make it.
Oh, love those places.
Oh, we gotta think of something here.
Well, if we don't have anything to sell, maybe we can profit off what we can't sell.
I don't understand those words.
Like when we sold the bottling rights to the water in Lake Beauclair?
Oh, well, we made a fortune off of that.
Yeah.
And Sinkhole Beauclair is a great place to throw old mattresses.
Oh, yeah.
We just don't have any more resources to exploit. Or do we?
He points at a map.
Jellystone! If we rezone Jellystone Park as agricultural land, we can sell the logging rights. Here. This company says they'll give us thousands of dollars an acre just to cut down the trees or something. That'll be enough to balance the budget and give each citizen a big fat check. You have any idea how many votes that'll buy?
He admires himself in a mirror.
Enough to be the next governor?
Exactly.
You're fine. Yogi, it's just a few scrapes and bruises.
I don't know, Mr. Ranger. I'm pretty sure I heard my spine snap.
Well, you wouldn't be able to stand.
He flops down on the ground.
And you wouldn't be able to eat.
I'm okay!
Yogi, Boo Boo, I would like to introduce you to Rachel Johnson, who's here to make a nature documentary.
What the heck was that?
I was saying hello. I lived in a den with brown bears for 6 months.
Well, the only bear I've ever lived with is Boo Boo, and he only makes that sound after he's eaten baked beans.
Well, I have problems with baked beans.
And for a little bear. He makes a lot of stink.
Okay. I have some fantastic river otters you could film instead. I could probably get a hat and tie on the slow one.
No, you know, I really, really like these two. Would you guys mind if I shoot you?
Huh?
Yogi runs and hides.
Yogi? I think she meant with a camera.
Yes, of course with a camera.
I knew that.
But not just any camera.
On film.
This isn't gonna make me look fat, is it?
No, you are gonna look great.
The camera is concealed in Boo Boo's bow tie.
A few more adjustments.
Look, please excuse the pre-tied bow tie. My mornings are often rushed.
It's fine, Boo Boo. This is going to be a whole new perspective for a documentary. The Boo Boo Cam will capture the true wilderness in all its natural glory. No other human in sight.
That sounds like my apartment. Because I live alone. Well, not that plenty of women haven't tried to change that. Just I haven't found one that...
Likes you?
Yeah, what? No. No, that...
Will return your calls?
Can you stop helping, please?
Sir, I can see you like this lady. But your courting rituals need work. What you need to do is follow her around for 2 days, making snorting sounds. Then fight any male that looks at her. And then, of course, urinate on her to mark her as your territory. Works every time.
I got it under control, Yogi.
Boo Boo, you're rolling.
Cool. Yogi Bear, a brown bear commonly found in North America and Alaska. Weighing up to 1,800 pounds, brown bears are also the national animal of Finland.
Boo Boo, I don't think you have to narrate.
But I liked where you were going with it, Boo Boo. I was hooked.
Really?
Yes. Now try to film from flattering angles, if you know what I mean. Picnic baskets may be delicious on the lips, but they're a lifetime on the hips.
He waggles his bottom and Rachel smiles. A black limo pulls into Jellystone Park as Ranger Jones puts the last of the maps back on the rack.
Oh, no.
He runs inside.
Ranger Smith! Ranger Smith, the mayor's here.
What's he doing here?
Oh, why didn't he give us more warning? I have to secure the area. All units, lock down the park. Repeat, lock down the park.
Jones, you know I'm the only other ranger here, right?
Yeah.
Ranger Smith, we need to talk.
You could have just called.
Oh, yeah, but I thought this would be more friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really working on my people skills. Anyway, I am closing your park down. Okay.
What?
Oh, yeah, this place just cost the city way too much money. Jellystone hasn't made its operating budget in 10 years.
It's hard to compete with all those amusement parks.
Well, hey, you're not kidding. Oh, have you guys been to Lincoln Log Land yet?
Oh,
man, they have got a roller coaster there. It's made completely out of logs. It's just like they rode in the pioneer days. It's unbelievable.
Sir. Jellystone is special, okay? It's turning 100 years old this very year. Why, it's a landmark. I would never let it be closed down.
Well, you actually don't have a choice. Have you read the city bylaws lately?
Chapter 6, Section 73. Any municipal property that can't generate enough money to cover its operating budget can be rezoned for other uses.
And since Jellystone loses money every year, we're shutting it down. Sorry?
The mayor and his aide turned to leave.
I thought that went well.
Yeah.
Just a second, Mr. Mayor. Who says we can't cover our operating budget?
Park doesn't report its earnings till next quarter.
Yeah, which is like 1 week away. Come on, Smith. You gotta be $20,000 in the hole.
We wish. Yeah, try $30,562.
The mayor's aide takes a map and the stand collapses.
That's probably a couple hundred extra for the map stand. I think it's confession time. I only pretended to fix it.
Thanks, Jones.
Sounds like you're in pretty deep there, Smith.
Maybe we are, Mr. Mayor. But this park is one of the last few places families can go to be close to nature. And the world needs that.
Well, I'm not mayor of the world. I'm mayor of this city. And this city needs this park rezoned. I'm sorry. Oh, I feel awful about it. Even though I look really good. This is a new suit.
So,
okay.
Maybe we don't have our operating budget today. But you know what? A lot can happen in a week.
Well, all right. Have it your way, Smith. Take a week. Hey, you know what? I'll even get you started. What's the admission fee for one car again?
$4?
$4, huh? $4 whole dollars? Well, that changes everything. Oh, my goodness. Well, I only need to come back in here like, 10,000 more times? In a week. Do I have time for that?
Impossible.
Oh, shoot.
La, 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 lasagna. Yogi and Boo Boo are in their homely cave.
You hungry, buddy?
Of course! I'm always hungry!
I was talking to my pet turtle. Here you go.
That better not be my beef jerky!
It is. The turtle gobbles it up.
So what's the big deal, Yogi?
This is the big deal, Boo Boo. It's my masterpiece. The Basket Nabber 2000! The most advanced picnic basket stealing technology ever invented!
Wow.
Climb aboard! This glider can steer, dive, shoot rubber bands at husky type birds, and even has an airbag.
A happy birthday balloon.
Had an airbag.
Sorry, Yogi.
Not to worry, Boo-Boo. We can cushion our landing with all the picnic baskets we swipe.
Now,
how's that co-pilot seat feel?
A little wobbly, like it's not tied on very tight.
Well, you won't feel that in the air. Get ready to fly faster than the speed of sandwich, Boo-Boo. We're gonna break the picnic barrier. Uh-oh.
That's not his happy voice.
Don't move. I'm switching the glider into stealth mode.
Stealth mode? Wow. How are you able to...
A blanket covers Boo-Boo and the glider.
Ah, Mr. Ranger, sir. Welcome. Can I interest you in a soda pop?
Yogi kicks a vending machine.
There you go.
When did you steal our vending machine?
I'm repairing it, sir. This machine gives its sodas away for free when a bear kicks it.
Look, campers report it's a missing fishing pole, so I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say it was you.
Fishing poles? Sir, I'm a bear. If I wanted to catch fish, I would just use my...
Your paws, Yogi.
Isn't that kind of unsanitary?
Ranger Smith sees the blanket.
What's that?
What's what?
That thing.
What thing?
The thing under the blanket.
Blanket?
The object right behind you.
Oh, that. A sculpture. I'm sculpting now. Mostly landscapes.
And where's Boo-Boo?
France.
What?
That's not close by, is it?
No.
Then he's in the bathroom.
Excuse me.
Wait.
Smith uncovers the glider.
Hey, this isn't the bathroom.
I'm telling you, Mr. Ranger, it's not for stealing picnic baskets.
Smith confiscates it.
It says Basket Naver 2000 right here, Yogi.
I do regret calling it that now.
I know I'm always saying, stay away from the campers. This is different. Jellystone is in real trouble. If I don't raise $30,000 in a week, this park's getting rezoned.
Rezoned? What does that mean?
It means the park won't be a park anymore. The city will use this land for something else, so we have got to do everything we can to help save it, which means you have got to stop stealing food so that campers will leave here happy.
But they do leave here happy. Getting your food stolen by Yogi Bear is special. People come here for that. It's like catching a foul ball at a baseball game.
Nope. It's like getting your food stolen at a baseball game. Come on, Yogi. Would it really be so hard to be a regular bear? To forage for food, to walk around on all fours, to hibernate a little, or a lot.
If nature had meant for me to be a regular bear, it wouldn't have given me such a good thought cooker, sir. I can't help it if my melon is full of smart juice.
Yogi, your melon is hurting this park. There are repercussions to stealing people's picnic baskets.
Not in my experience, sir.
Yogi sits on the picnic table and is catapulted into a tree.
I'm going!
He lands slumped upside down.
On the other hand...
A pine cone hit him in the eye. Later...
Ranger Smith, mind if I borrow the Dilla? It's an emergency. Somebody parked without displaying their parking decals.
Jones, I would really prefer it if you focused on just maintaining the park instead. Why don't you just let me deal with the park visitors until you had a little bit more experience, okay?
Sorry, sir. Guess that's just the Eagle Scout in me, you know? I always wanted to be in control, be a leader, live up to this fanny pack full of merit badges.
Jones, you know that fanny pack is for first aid supplies, right?
A merit badge and first aid is the only supply I need, sir.
Right, but it might not be the only supply a hurt person needs. Is she in Rachel?
Yeah, I saw her. She was heading up to Lookout Mountain.
Jones checks his watch.
She can't be far. I'll drive. Let's roll.
He tries to replace Smith in the driver's seat.
Jones.
Jones backs away. Rachel stands in a beautiful meadow overlooking a peaceful lake. She peers through a video camera rigged up on a tripod and pans across the idyllic landscape.
The sprawling beauty of Jellystone Park, a timeless stretch of wilderness untouched by man.
A man.
Oh, Major Smith, wow.
He's in uniform.
It's with the fancy outfit.
Dress greens. I always wear the dress greens in the evening, you know, in case there's, you know, I don't know how to talk to girls.
Why do you think I spend so much time with animals? All you have to do is scratch their backside and you've got a friend for life. And you try that with people and all of a sudden you're the weird girl on the bus that nobody wants to sit next to.
Smith removes his hat.
Listen, I was wondering if, if you were... I mean, it's getting late and we could... if you want. I mean, it's not that... You don't... It's not a worry. Don't worry.
Did you just ask me to dinner?
Yes, I did. Good, you got that, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, I just thought, well... It's getting late, and I happen to know this great place. Very gourmet.
Really? Where?
So close you won't believe it.
Outside the cabin.
Wow. How did you ever find this place?
This is a 4-star porch, and fresh from the hot plate, I give you...
He unveils a dish.
Rack of Spam?
Oh, wow.
Maybe gourmet was a bit of a stretch.
No, it actually looks wonderful.
He serves it up.
Great.
You know, this really is a peaceful place.
It's something, isn't it? I pretty much grew up right here. My father was a ranger when I was a kid, and he turned this park into the number one tourist destination in the state. I mean, it was a park, you know, like families, they came by the hundreds and swam in the streams and hiked in the trails, and it was really something. Anyway, you know, I don't know, maybe it's my fault, you know. I just spent so many years learning everything I could about the park so I could be a better ranger, right? But maybe instead I should have been coming up with a gimmick to get people to come here, you know, change the name to Extreme Jellystone.
I think that it's perfect just the way it is.
You do?
She nods.
You're right. You're absolutely right. There's no better place on Earth than right here.
Hey, Mr. Ranger!
Except the place without him.
Evening, Mr. Ranger, sir. Madam Movie Maker Lady. And yes, I'm using the fancy tense to show you the utmost respect.
Hi.
What do you want, Yogi?
Well, I was thinking about the park's prickly predicament. And I would like to do my part to help. This is all the money I have saved. Almost $100. I was going to use it on myself, but I'd rather donate it to Jellystone.
Well, thank you, Yogi. That is very sweet. Where does a bear get money from?
That brown box by the parking lot.
The park donation box.
Yep, but I want you to have it. Consider it a gift to Jellystone.
That won't be hard. Look, guys, I appreciate the effort, but what this park needs is visitors and lots of them.
Well, I can help you there, sir. Just make me a headliner. I will rock this place. Kick it, boo-boo.
Kicking it.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other
Yogi shakes his bum.
When a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get...
Yogi and boo-boo dance. Smith turns off the stereo.
No, that's not going to work either, Yogi.
You're right. We need something flashier than music. Not a problem. I've got this water skiing routine that will change the face of entertainment. It's got a little of everything. Music, stunts, magic... And I jump over boo-boo at the end.
No, you don't.
I'm gonna try it.
I don't care.
Guys, I hate to interrupt, but you're not going to water ski or dance or do anything that might disturb the campers, okay? If what you really want to do is help save this park, you will lay low, you will stay away from people. Do you think you can do that for me?
You have my word, Mr. Ranger. I will be seen, but not heard.
Or seen.
Fine.
He turns to leave, then comes right back.
Are you guys done with that spam?
Get out of here.
Okay, sheesh!
Inside, hey. Rachel picks something up from a rack.
What's this?
Season's pass applications. Unfortunately, not a lot of takers on those.
$50 for an entire year, including camping fees? That's a bargain.
It would be if this park were actually a place people wanted to visit throughout the year.
Maybe Yogi was on to something. You said the park was turning 100, right?
Right.
Well, a big event could really pull people in.
Yeah, you're right. We could have like a moss collection day or a big squirrel chase or...
Fireworks.
Yes, exactly. Why didn't I think of that? We could host a big centennial festival. People always show up for fireworks.
Yeah, and if even half of the people bought these season passes, the park would make enough money to stay open.
Right. Let's get the word out.
I think I can help with that.
Day, Smith and Rachel put posters up in town. An aeroplane trails a banner through the sky. Jellystone 100th anniversary. Fireworks tomorrow night.
That is great. How did we pay for it?
Oh, we didn't. It was some fast food restaurant, but I rearranged the letters right before the plane took off.
Smith smiles.
You're very cool, Rachel Johnson.
You're pretty cool yourself.
I guess I do have my own kind of natural swagger.
He staples his hand.
Jellystone National Park, 100th year anniversary, there'll be fireworks.
Just stay calm, Jones. Yes, you should be patrolling in the Armadillo right now, making park impacting decisions.
Hey, 100th year anniversary.
Thanks.
But you're not there yet. You still have to follow orders. And if those orders make you look like a giant Cheez-It.
He's wearing an orange sandwich board.
Mr. Mayor!
Jones runs to the mayor's car.
Hi, Mr. Mayor.
Why is it only going halfway down again? No!
The electric window got stuck. It glides down.
Oh, okay. All right, so is it a double tap, or do I have to press it and hold... Oh, dang it! I got it, sir.
It's rising again. His aide lowers it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. Let me see one of those flyers.
Jones hands him one.
Come celebrate Jellystone's 100th anniversary with fireworks and fun.
And receive $10 off a season pass?
He's gonna try to make the budget selling season passes.
It's not a very good idea in my opinion, but nobody consulted me because my job is just to maintain the park, which is basically poking trash with a stick.
Yeah. Yeah, why is a guy with your talent doing this insulting grunt work? You should be running a park.
Yeah, but Ranger Smith says I have to pay my dues.
What? Excuse me?
What?
He has to pay his dues? Nobody pays dues anymore. You're gonna be in charge now while you still know everything.
That's what I've been saying.
Yeah. Buddy, if it was up to me, you would be the head ranger of Jellystone already.
You'd put me in charge?
In a second? Yes. You know, if this centennial festival didn't work out, I probably could relocate Smith. You know, maybe you could help me with that. Make sure it doesn't succeed.
Wait, so you mean like sabotage it?
No, No. No, I want you to be head ranger. It just so happens that the only way to do that is to bring down this festival. Well, whatever. You can spend the rest of your life as a second in command if you like. That's fine. That's a perfectly valid life choice. Well, you just think about it and give me a call, okay? Here's my card.
Jones takes it.
So long.
There you go.
Why is it doing that?
No. Boy Scouts are loyal, thrifty, kind.
Hey, you're back. Hey, thanks for getting those flyers out. Let me tell you, this festival is going to be huge.
Hey, Ranger Smith, how long do you think until I reach head ranger status?
Oh, no time at all. I did it in 12 short years.
Okay. Are you serious?
Just be patient, Jones. You'll be here before you know it. This festival's going to be great.
Ranger Jones takes the mayor's card from his breast pocket. He looks at it and shakes his head.
Can't wait 12 years.
Boats drift on the lake. A banner reads, Jellystone Park, 100th Anniversary Celebration. The park is full of visitors, happy families and kids with balloons, a brass band plays.
Season pass order forms, thank you. Season pass order forms, $10 off today. Ah, enjoy.
I can't take it, Boo Boo. 2 days without a tasty treat to eat, and I have to sit up here while they're having a happy birthday Jellystone party.
He sniffs the air.
And they have donuts. Donuts!
Yogi imagines himself floating through outer space wearing a goldfish bowl-style astronaut's helmet. He opens his mouth. Before him is an enormous chocolate-covered donut.
Yogi, what are you doing?
His helmet bounces off it.
Yogi!
I'm going!
Hey! Wait! Don't do it, Yogi! You promised Mr. Ranger.
You're right. I'm losing control, Boo Boo. I don't know who's steering the ship.
He gives Boo Boo handcuffs.
Here.
Boo Boo frowns.
I want you to handcuff me to this tree and not unlock it no matter what I say.
Okay, Yogi.
He does.
Okay, unlock me.
Huh?
It was a bad idea. Unlock me.
Yogi struggles.
Unlock me!
Yogi tries to uproot the sapling, then gnaws at his own arm. He fiddles patiently with the lock, then frantically manages to slide the handcuff up the tree. The tree bends, freeing him, then snaps back, hitting him on the head.
Okay, here you go.
Folks, I hate to say this, but there are no spots left. Forecast call for thunderstorms. Severe lightning. I fear for your young ones. We're out of fireworks. I'm afraid it's just sparklers left. Oh, no.
The mayor's car arrives, and he gets out.
Mr. Mayor, you look nice. Your napkin matches your tie.
I don't need you to kiss up to me, Jones. I've got this guy for that.
Oh, that's a good point, sir.
I thought you were going to handle this situation, and yet, quite a few people here, aren't there?
Sir, I tried. All last night I spent taking out flyers. I blocked the entrance with a vehicle so as to back up traffic. I even hung up rabid squirrel signs everywhere. Those were hand-drawn. Nothing is working.
Well, you need to think of something, don't you? Or maybe you're just not head ranger material.
Huh. Mr. Mayor. Here's yes, ma'am. So glad you could join us. I save you a nice little spot next to the porta potties.
Oh, well, thank you. Oh, that's very thoughtful. You know, I'm just so glad that these festivities are going so well, Smith. I just hope nothing goes wrong.
Bespectacled Mayor Brown and his fresh-faced aide get back in the car and continue into the park. Smith puts an arm around Jones.
We are going to pull this off, Jonesy. I've literally seen hundreds of people filling out season's pass order forms. The weather's great. Fireworks ready to go. Even Yogi's staying out of the way.
Yogi.
Boo Boo supports the concussed Yogi. Jones arrives.
Oh, hey guys.
Sorry, just wandering around, bored out of my mind.
Bored? But the 100th anniversary extravaganza's going on.
Yeah, more like 100th anniversary lame-aganza, you know, because it's so lame. People see fireworks every day in the city. They came here because they thought they'd see something different.
I knew it! I should be out there doing my water ski routine! I'm a shining star, and Ranger Smith is holding me back!
I don't know, Yogi. Mr. Ranger is usually right about these things.
No, Boo Boo, Ranger Smith is in denial. I mean, he's lost it, you know? I saw him a couple days ago. He was filling his pockets with dirt. He said he's gonna start moving the park to his apartment piece by piece.
How big is his apartment?
There's still time. I won't be able to do the half-hour artistic program, but that was more for me anyway. These people need the razzle-dazzle.
I don't think we practiced the razzle-dazzle.
You're not supposed to, Boo Boo. That's where it gets the razzle.
Yogi, I really don't think we should...
Boo Boo, you've tried to stop my brilliant ideas with common sense 1,000 times. Has it ever worked?
No.
Then, let's go, go, go!
Yogi leads Boo Boo away from the grinning ranger. By the lakeside, the mayor watches his aide tuck into candy floss on a stick.
What does that taste like? Unemployment?
I'm sorry.
The aide bins it, then sneakily licks his candy floss-covered fingers. Rachel and Ranger Smith are on a raft with the fireworks.
Thanks again for helping me with the fireworks. I don't know where Ranger Jones disappeared to.
My pleasure.
He sets up a microphone.
You know, Rachel, I've been wanting to tell you how much I...
Interesting.
No, please, let me get through this. I'm not very good with words, but I have never felt so gushy.
Ranger.
You know what I did? I wrote a song about you. It's like this. I know. I saw you at the station, had a heart palpitation. My sickness was love, and you're the medication. Rachel,
the microphone
and it comes around again. Rachel.
The microphone is on.
Yes, the mic.
Ranger Smith looks up and sees the lakeside crowd gawping at him.
Hi. Hello, and... welcome to the 100th anniversary of Jellystone! Thank you. It is so wonderful to see so many people here today. And I've noticed many of you filling out your season's pass order forms. We're more than happy to collect those after the fireworks. But first, please, sit back, get comfortable, and enjoy the show!
Terrific, Mr. Mayor.
The visitors move closer to the water's edge. Jones rejoins the mayor and his aide.
That's not the right music.
Smith and Rachel look round and see Boo Boo in a canoe. Then they see Yogi.
I'll take it from here, Mr. Ranger!
Oh, no.
Full speed ahead, Boo Boo!
Okay.
The motorized canoe cuts through the water, dragging Yogi on water skis.
Not bad, eh, Boo Boo?
Looking good, Yogi.
This cannot be happening.
Wow, it's happening.
Oh!
They pass behind the raft.
Hello, Jellystone!
No, don't encourage him.
The crowd applauds.
They love me. I can do no wrong. Watch this. All right, Boo Boo, turn up the heat.
Phase two, go.
Boo Boo turns the canoe. Yogi kicks off one water ski, then the other.
I'm an unstoppable water skiing machine!
He sticks his left foot in the triangular handle of the rope, wobbles, and splays out his arms.
Ta-da! Oh wait, there's more! How about if I heat things up?
He produces a baton with padded ends which he lights. He twirls the flaming baton.
Yep.
The visitors smile and applaud his routine as he swings the baton round his back. The cape he's wearing catches fire.
Yogi!
Yogi, your cape!
I know! It is magnificent!
And on fire!
Ah! On fire!
He flaps at the flames, loses balance, and bounces over the water as the canoe heads for the raft.
Turn the boat!
Huh?
Turn, Yogo!
Hang on, Yogi!
Yogi bounces on a rubber ring.
Too much razzle!
He bounces over the raft with all the fireworks on it, as well as Rachel and Ranger Smith, who stops the flaming baton from reaching the fireworks. He throws the baton into the lake.
Nice one.
Thanks.
Behind the two of them, the burning cape, a checkered tablecloth, flutters down.
jump!
They dive into the lake as the fireworks ignite and start shooting up into the air. The mayor, his aide, and Jones snigger. But the spectators applaud the display. A firework lands on the raft, striking a rack of rockets which topples, knocking two more over in a domino rally effect. The visitors turn and run as the rockets fly at the shore, exploding on impact. The aide runs past a stall, then stops, returns, and grabs a stick of candy floss.
Let's go, out of my way. Ooh.
Jones ducks by a popcorn stall, then stands up as a big bag explodes, filling his mouth with popcorn. The mayor sprints to his car and looks out of the rear window at the mayhem. His aide gets in.
This could not have gone more perfectly.
The candy floss is stuck to the back of the aide's head.
Never mind. Let's go.
Sparks shower down on the spectators and on Rachel and Ranger Smith as they stand up in the water to see the crowd disappearing. Yogi surfaces and his ears droop, as do boo-boos in the canoe. The musicians scatter as a rocket strikes their bandstand. Yogi slips back down beneath the surface. Day. Ranger Smith kicks something on the ground as he approaches the bandstand. He picks up the scorched remains of a season pass leaflet and rips it up. The charred bandstand sits on the debris-strewn lakeside. Ranger Smith looks weary and sad as he tosses away a piece of the leaflet. He leans against a bandstand beam, then jumps aside as the bandstand collapses. Yogi and Boo Boo saunter up.
Mr. Ranger, I thought...
Yogi, that's the problem. All the thinking. Hey, you know what would be great if you didn't think? If you could just be a regular bear. You know, sitting in the woods, minding his own business. But nope, you're different. You're smart. And you'd rather spend your days being selfish and destructive while everyone else pays the price. But I guess it wasn't enough screwing up my life. No, this time, you had to go and bring down this entire park. So, tell me, Yogi. How smart are you now?
Ranger Smith walks away. Boo Boo looks up at Yogi with concern. The mayor and his aide arrive.
Hey there! That was quite a show you put on yesterday. I can't wait to see what you do with this. That's your new assignment, Evergreen Park. Oh, I think you're just going to find it delightful. Oh, and Ranger Jones is going to be taking over here.
Smith glares at Jones.
Ranger Jones.
Well, I have got a press conference to plan. You see, it turns out I've saved the city. Don't forget to vote, my friend. Brown for governor. He's not going to vote for me, is he? No.
They pass Rachel on the way to their car. Ranger Smith packs his belongings into a pickup.
You did everything you could.
Doesn't matter. This park needed a ranger who could make it popular again. I'm just some guy who knows how old every tree is. Not a lot of good that did, Jellystone. Face it. You and I are just two people who care about things that nobody else does, and that's why we're alone.
Or maybe that's why we found each other. Did you ever think of that?
Rachel, you and this park have one thing in common. You both deserve a better man than me.
Her mouth is open and her eyes wide as Rachel watches him drive away, a sad look on her face. She stands stiffly, arms by her side. He drives out under the entrance where the word closed has been stuck over the center of the park's name. Also watching him are Yogi and Boo Boo. Yogi's shoulders sag, and he rests his cheek on the trunk of a tree.
I can't believe he's really gone.
Yogi enters their cave.
Yogi, are you okay?
I'm done being special, Boo-Boo. Ranger Smith was right. My whole life I've been different, but it's done nothing but hurt people. The world would be better off if I was only as smart as the average bear.
Yogi, what are you doing?
I'm leaving, Boo-Boo. I am going to forage for food in the wild.
Huh?
Might even catch some fish with my paws.
Boo-Boo picks up Yogi's discarded hat.
I'm just gonna grab a little something for the road. Some chips and soda. And this. peach pie. Any more of that casserole?
Top shelf.
I'll be out there, fending for myself, foraging for food in the wild.
Yogi slopes off with an armful of goodies. Jones changes the name on the office door to Head Ranger Jones. He sets to work on the armadillo's engine. He uses a spanner, then hauls out a part.
Goodbye, horsepower limiter. There's a new head ranger in town.
He dons a crash helmet and goggles and turns the ignition key.
Let's see what you got.
He drives jerkily, then at speed through the foliage. Leaves and branches hit him. Out of control, he spits leaves out, then in a clearing spins the armadillo round and round and round. Jones is thrown from the vehicle and lands on his back. He raises the goggles.
Perfect.
Night.
I'm sorry, Ranger Smith. No more food. No more picnickers. How could this get any worse? Oh.
Day.
Evergreen Park. Yes, it is simply delightful.
The park is a traffic island with two trees and a hut. A garbage truck passes and rubbish falls off onto the park, which Ranger Smith has just finished clearing. He picks up his bin and litter spike and starts again. The mayor's car pulls up. The window jams.
Come on. I've got it. This is unbelievable.
The aide lowers the window.
Oh, Evergreen Park. Lovely, isn't it?
This isn't a park. I can barely breathe in here. Look at these trees. They're all plastic.
Oh, no, they're real. It's just years of smog and pollution have left a plastic-like coating on them.
You think people are going to be happy? You're closing the most beautiful park in the state?
Well, they will be when they find out it's making the city rich and giving each citizen a check for $1,000.
How is that even possible?
Oh, well, it turns out that there has been some agricultural interest in the park. And it's a lot more profitable than people in station wagons making s'mores. Have a good day, Ranger Smith.
The window jams.
I hate this car. I hate it.
Ranger Smith sticks his spike in the ground. Boo Boo wanders sadly through the forest by himself. He kicks a pine cone. He darts behind a tree, then peers out open-mouthed. Workmen stand by the Jellystone entranceway. The mayor arrives to find Jones in his office playing with toys.
Oh, hey, there he is!
Oh, hey, Mr. Mayor!
He tries to conceal the toys.
I'm just finishing some stamping.
You are doing great, Jones. I knew you were the guy for this job. Hey, quick thing. You're probably going to notice some giant trucks rumbling by out there. That's just because we're clearing a little patch of trees for my press conference. No big deal.
Wait, you're cutting down trees?
Oh, yeah, well, just a few. It's nothing to worry about. You know, it's actually going to improve the park quite a bit. I'll bet you one of the first things you noticed as head ranger is that you need more clear spaces here, and you were absolutely right. Now you can host concerts and Boy Scout jamborees. That's a pretty smart move there, Head Ranger Jones.
And I have some other park improvements I want to run by you, too.
Oh, splendid, yes. I think I have a few moments to hear those.
Hey, why don't you look into the security arrangements for tomorrow? I don't want any surprises. I'll hear what Ding Dong has to say.
His aide goes.
What do you got?
I'm hungrier than the average bear. I wish I could find a bush that tasted like birthday cake.
A plump, white, maggot-like worm crawls out of a tree. Disheveled, Yogi catches it in his paws.
Gotcha!
He inspects it.
Pretend it's a gummy worm. Pretend it's a gummy worm.
He hesitates, then crams it into his mouth.
Yogi, I've been looking everywhere for you.
Not now, Boo-Boo. I'm busy foraging.
The worm pokes its head out of his nostril. Boo-Boo grimaces and Yogi blows the worm out.
Ho! Come on, Yogi. Jellystone is in trouble. We need your help.
Nothing I can do, Boo-Boo. I'm average now. My brain is out of business. I wouldn't even be standing if my paws didn't hurt.
Quit feeling sorry for yourself. You know you're not an average bear.
Hey, Boo-Boo, you're right. I'm not. I failed at that, too.
Hey, come back here. You've got to save Jellystone.
Boo Boo leaps on Yogi's back, and they tumble to the ground.
Yogi, you have to use your smarts for good. And if you can't see that, maybe you are just an average bear. Come on.
Boo Boo leads Yogi to a chopped down tree.
Now do you understand?
What's going on, Boo Boo?
I don't know. But whatever it is, I think they're just getting started.
They look out over a patch of tree stumps. The remaining trees of the forest have all been marked with yellow crosses. Yogi stares wide-eyed.
Boo Boo, get my collar!
Yogi puts his white shirt collar on, followed by his green tie and hat.
Nobody is gonna hurt Jellystone!
Where are we going, Yogi?
We can't get Jellystone back alone, Boo Boo. My thinker is good, but Ranger Smith's is better.
He said he was going to a place called Evergreen Park.
That's right, in the city.
The city? That's a long walk.
Don't be silly, Boo Boo. I've already got a smarty smart cheat to keep our feet off the street. Get ready for it. Here it comes. Run, Boo Boo, run!
They run alongside a train.
Hurry, Boo Boo. Okay, we gotta jump for it. Ready? All aboard!
He throws Boo Boo into a freight carriage.
Yogi, grab my paw!
Yogi bangs his head on a sign. Boo Boo pulls him against the carriage.
Sorry.
He pulls Yogi half into the carriage, but his bum hangs out and bangs on fence posts. Boo Boo pulls him in, and the train comes to a stop at Jellystone Station.
I guess it makes a stop here.
Yeah.
The train rumbles on down the track. Boo Boo consults a map as he and Yogi turn a corner on foot.
Looks like Evergreen Park is about 2 miles away from here.
2 miles? I'll have to tap into my emergency rations. Snack break!
Come on, Yogi. We need to keep moving. It's not that far, and it's all downhill.
Downhill? Excuse me, Mr. Dirty Shopper. Any chance my friend and I might borrow your wheelie basket?
Is that chocolate?
Yogi reluctantly exchanges his chocolate bar for the homeless man's shopping cart. Yogi and Boo Boo ride it down the hill.
Okay, Boo Boo, keep it steady!
Whoa, I'm okay, mine.
Smith is on the phone.
Yeah, no, it's not Jellystone. There's nothing here to drive me crazy.
Hey, Mr. Ranger!
Hey, Yogi. I gotta call you back.
He hangs up.
What are you guys doing here?
We need your help, Mr. Ranger, sir. But don't worry. My days of goofing things up for you are over.
Hey, move that shopping cart!
It's on the pavement. The speeding rollerblader swerves into some building works and scaffolding collapses around him. Miraculously, he emerges unharmed.
I'm okay!
Yogi grabs the shopping cart.
I'm just gonna put this over here.
He moves it.
What do you want from me, Yogi? I don't have a life left for you to ruin anymore.
Sir, I know I messed things up, and I'm sorry. I never meant to. You and Boo Boo are the best friends I ever had. And I've never done anything but think of myself. And now Jellystone is just going to be a big field of stumps.
What?
They've started cutting down the trees.
Agricultural interest is logging. Oh, no, not our Jellystone.
We have to save it, sir.
I don't think we can save it, Yogi. I'm no smarter than you. I lost Jellystone. I lost Rachel.
Smith shakes his head.
It's over.
Mr. Ranger, I've learned two things from stealing picnic baskets. One, light mayonnaise is not nearly as good as regular mayonnaise. And two, you can't fail if you never stop trying. You have to fight for the things you love, whether it's a park, a girl, or a roast beef sandwich. Don't give up now. We're all Jellystone's got.
You're right, Yogi. Jellystone's too important to give up on. We gotta try. Come on.
Smith strides off.
Shotgun!
Aww.
Smith's pickup truck pulls up outside the Jellystone entrance. There's a digger inside, and men with hard hats and chainsaws.
I never thought I'd see this.
He stares at the closed sign.
Happy 100th anniversary, Jellystone.
Isn't that Miss Movie Lady?
I gotta get in there. You don't understand. Let me in, please.
No can do. Park is closed to the public until the press conference. Mayor's orders.
Then go talk to him. Tell him what I told you.
The mayor's aide glares at Rachel.
I'm sorry. I don't really take orders from a...
I lived with gorillas, pal. I know rage. You do not want me to go gorilla on you.
She grips his tie.
I'll speak to the mayor.
She releases him.
Thank you.
Okay. He walks off as Smith arrives with Yogi and Boo Boo.
Rachel.
She turns to see them.
Ranger Smith. I didn't think I'd ever see you again.
I know. I don't know what I was thinking. I think you're perfect. I think any guy in the world would be lucky just to stand next to you.
You really mean that?
Of course I do. It's just when I lost Jellystone, I felt like such a failure. But losing you has felt much, much worse. I'm like a genus without a phylum.
That's the sweetest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Rachel and Ranger Smith share a doe-eyed, love-struck smile.
So, we're still here.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, what are you doing here?
Come on, I'll show you.
Okay.
I was reviewing the documentary footage from Boo Boo's camera, and I saw this.
Video footage.
Oh my, I see it. I have a bald spot back there.
I'm not talking about you, Yogi. I'm talking about this.
Yeah, it's my pet turtle. He hangs out at the cave all the time.
True. Did you know they don't come out of that shell? I tried one time just to see what one would look like without it. But nope, they're sewn in.
This is no regular turtle. See the bulging frog-like eyes and the really wide mouth?
A frog-mouthed turtle?
Yep. Fatus swinehow.
But those are extinct.
For 100 years, but apparently one still exists. And he lives in there. But they won't let me through the gates to go find him.
But if Jellystone has an endangered species living in it, then...
It has to be protected as a park. That's the law.
That turtle can save this park.
Now I feel kind of bad about using him as a footstool.
Huh? Men are putting the finishing touches to a stage where posters of the mayor are displayed with the slogan, Brown for Governor, and The Right Choice. In a backstage marquee, Jones helps himself to food from a buffet as Mayor Brown has his hair cut. To his aid...
Wait a minute, you're telling me that there is an extinct turtle living here in the park?
According to Miss Johnson's film, there is.
An extinct turtle? That's great! Visitors will come from miles around to see an endangered species.
Yes, they will, and that is great. We need to find this turtle, just to keep it safe. You know, have a vet check it out, the whole deal.
The sooner we get to him, the better.
Oh, we need a head ranger who is good enough to find it. Someone who thinks like a turtle.
Jones turns round.
I am that head ranger.
Well, then why are you still here?
Jones scampers off carrying a plate of sandwiches. The mayor narrows his eyes deviously. His aide returns to the entrance.
He's back.
Come on.
Hey! You need to let us in this park. That turtle needs our protection.
Don't worry about the turtle. We're handling it. We'll make sure he's put in a nice zoo.
No! A turtle that's endangered can't be removed from its natural habitat. It's against federal law.
It is? Wow. I've never heard of that law in Chapter 4, Subsection 6 of the Wildlife Protection Mandate.
Don't worry, Mr. Ranger, sir. That turtle is safe. These people have no idea where my cave is.
The turtle's in the Talking Bear's cave.
Copy that.
Wow, that backfired.
Okay. You know what? Fine. You win.
Smith turns and walks away. Rachel follows him.
What are you doing?
I have a plan.
He uncovers another entrance.
One of the advantages of having lived here since I was a kid is I know this park like the back of my hand. Let's go.
Rachel's in a Jeep.
Hold on, boys!
Smith jumps aboard and Rachel drives them into the park. Yogi and Boo Boo are in the back. Ranger Jones drives into a clearing in the Armadillo. He hops out and gets a wicker picnic basket from the back. Setting it down on a picnic table, he reaches inside and takes out the frogmouth turtle.
Hey there, little buddy.
Hello there.
He speaks into one end, its head comes out the other.
Sorry about that.
He puts it back into his radio.
Mayor Brown.
This had better be good, Jones.
I found the turtle.
He was curled up in Boo Boo's sleeping bag, but now I have him secure at the Redwood Valley picnic area.
Jones, you're a hero.
Now just sit tight. My chief of staff is on his way to get him.
Copy that. Head Ranger Jones, over and out.
Ranger Smith spots Ranger Jones through binoculars.
Oh, he found the turtle. Dang it.
There's a river between them and Ranger Jones.
And we can't cross those rapids. There's just no way to get to him from here.
Well, there is one way.
The confiscated glider.
There it is! My masterpiece!
You really think you can pull this off?
I know I can, sir. I'm gonna snatch that basket-type turtle box and fly away like a fuzzy bird. And I've got the best co-pilot a basket-snatching machine could have.
I don't know how to fly this thing.
You'll pick it up as we go.
It's a contraption with wings propelled by a push bike.
Okay. Look, just be careful, okay, Yogi?
Copy that, ground control. Basket Nabber 2000 ready for takeoff. Flight systems check. Boo-boo.
What?
Can you reach the pedals?
If I point my toes.
Flight systems are go!
Remember what I told you about flying gliders, Yogi? Don't fight the wind.
As long as the wind wants me to snatch up that turtle, we'll get along just fine. Start pedaling, Boo-boo!
All right.
He does. The pedals drive propellers at the back.
Here goes!
Hold on, Boo-boo! Fasten your seatbelt!
But there isn't one!
Here we go!
Smith and Rachel push the contraption off a cliff. It swoops down, then soars in the air.
The wind should carry you south! We'll meet you there!
Take your time, Mr. Ranger! This machine is equipped with landing gear! We'll touch down as soft as a feather!
Yogi taps the side of the contraption, and the landing gear falls off.
Whoops!
Jones checks his watch. Three black Chevrolet SUVs screech up, one of them knocking a wooden information display over. In the air, Yogi turns to Boo Boo, who's pedaling behind him.
This is your captain speaking. We'll reach our turtle target in about 2 minutes. So, let's go ahead and start the beverage service!
Drinks cartons fly from a tray, hitting Boo Boo in the face.
Yogi, look out!
Ah!
Whoa! Trees!
Yes, trees!
Yogi yanks a lever.
I got it! I got it! I got it! I don't got it!
They're heading straight for a tree. Yogi steers the glider into a steep climb, and they whistle up into the air above the treetops.
You did it, Yogi!
Oh! Yeah!
The mayor's aide.
Great job, Jones! I'll go ahead and get this guy to the city zoo.
The city zoo?
Yep, they got a nice spot already for him in the reptile house. The
city zoo doesn't have a reptile house.
They're building one.
Oh, who is?
Builders.
Are you sure you're trying to protect the turtle?
Yeah, we love turtles.
Then you won't mind if I hold on to him until I notify the Wildlife Federation, right?
All right. You're gonna find this out in a few hours anyway, so I might as well tell you. We gotta lose this turtle so we can sell the logging rights to the park.
Logging? The whole park?
Yeah, but who cares? It's still a park, just without trees. And they'll grow back.
Yeah, in like 200 years.
It doesn't matter. Your career is what matters.
Yogi looks down through a periscope.
Turtle target acquired. I need 20 more feet of altitude. Engage the hand pedals.
You couldn't put the hand pedals by you?
There's a suggestion box behind the seat, Boo-Boo.
Boo-Boo starts pedaling with his hands as well. Spotting the glider, Jones stands in the way of the mayor's aide.
Wait, hold on. You don't want to approach him like that. He's poisonous.
He's in a basket.
But he can spit. Poison. And he'll aim right at your eyes. Melt him out of your head. I'm telling you, that turtle is deadly.
What are you looking at?
Hook me in, Boo-Boo!
Okay.
Yogi ejects himself from the glider.
Here you go.
Huh? He's not harnessed.
Yogi, wait!
Here I come!
Boo-Boo dives after Yogi with the rope. The mayor's aide sees Yogi plummeting towards the basket.
He's going for the turtle.
Boo-Boo catches up with Yogi and attaches the rope to his body harness.
Mind if I borrow this?
Yes!
Yogi snatches the basket from the aide's grasp and they bungee back up onto the glider.
Look, Boo-Boo! We got the turtle! Hey, why aren't you in your seat?
That bear knows how to steal a basket.
Everybody after that glider, now! I'm not gonna let a bear make me look bad.
Smith.
Been there, buddy.
We're drifting too far right! I want to get us outside the park!
Don't fight the wind, Yogi. Remember what Miss Movie Lady said about...
The wings come off.
Never mind.
Hang on, Boo-Boo!
What do we do now?
Did you check the safety manual?
A drawing.
It's just a picture of a screaming.
We've got the deject move!
Don't you mean eject?
Eject is up! Deject is down! In case of emergency, your seat can also be used as a flotation device!
They drop from the glider in a dinghy and land with a splash in the river. Floating downstream.
Hey, told ya, nothing to worry about.
The glider splashes down behind them.
I actually think I wasn't worried enough.
Let me see how our little passenger is doing. Wonder why they call him a frogmouth turtle anyway.
The turtle shoots its long tongue at Yogi, snatching his hat, which he takes back. Ranger Snock holds out a branch.
Hey, over here! Yogi,
Crowd the branch!
Got you, Mr. Ranger, sir!
Yogi pulls Smith and Rachel aboard the dinghy.
Welcome aboard!
Yogi, we were trying to get you off the raft.
That makes more sense.
You guys did it! You saved him!
The mayor's SUV speed alongside the river.
They're gonna catch us downstream.
I'm on it!
No, Yogi, don't!
Yogi changes their course. There's a fork in the river.
Problem solved! They can't catch us now!
Yeah, because now we are headed straight for the jelly-jarring rapids!
Ooh.
Grab a paddle.
Tuck your head in, little buddy.
Rachel and Smith grab paddles.
Brace yourselves!
Come on, Turtle.
Don't worry! I put safety belts in this raft for just such an occasion.
You better hang on, Yogi. Mr. Ranger said...
We're gonna be fine, Boo-Boo! Just sit back and let Mother Nature carry us to her raft!
Yogi's seatbelt breaks.
I think Mother Nature's kind of cranky today.
Yogi bounces out of the dinghy and clings to the side as they hurtle down the rapids. He pulls the gaffer-taped remnants of the seatbelt from his shiny black nose. The turtle's long tongue hangs out and flaps in the wind as Yogi is thrown about wildly in the back. The dinghy scuds down the violently churning waters.
You okay, Yogi?
Fine!
Turtle!
The turtle goes flying.
Who's that? I can't see!
It shoots its tongue out, wrapping it around Yogi's head.
Come here, turtle! Got him!
Good work, Boo-Boo!
We made it through the rapids!
Yeah, but that means the falls are just up ahead! Oh. Hold on!
The dinghy floats over the edge of the perilous waterfall and plummets. Closing their eyes, they fall onto their backs inside the boat. Suddenly, everyone but Yogi stops screaming. Ranger Smith looks around. They've landed on a high tree branch.
Yogi! Yogi!
Yogi sits up, and they all look down at the water foaming far below.
Now who says there are no rides at Jellystone?
Yeah, you've definitely got the thrill part down.
They scurry along the branch to the safety of the forest, where they stare out at the distant stage.
That's over a mile away. We're never going to make that in time.
The armadillo hairs up.
Ranger Jones?
I messed up pretty bad, sir.
I know, Jones, and it's okay.
I guess I wanted to be head ranger. That's partly because you're such a good head ranger, and also because I really value leadership. I have a merit badge.
Can we talk about this later because of how we're pressed for time?
Yes, get in.
Smith, Rachel, and Boo-Boo board the buggy. Yogi runs along behind it. He leaps in the back with Boo-Boo. The armadillo screeches up by the mayor's marquee.
Well, well.
The mayor turns.
Guess who we found?
Starts with T and ends with a... Hurdle?
It's all over, Mr. Mayor. Call off the logging deal. The law says this park is now a protected nature preserve.
Do you think I care about what the law says? Or about some endangered frog-mouthed turtle? Or some stupid park for families to have a picnic in? I care about power, you pinheads! And I'm gonna get it. Nobody knows this turtle exists. And nobody ever will.
The mayor's aide leaps out of an SUV.
You found the turtle! Get this thing out of here before anybody else sees it!
Bodyguards go for Smith. He tosses the turtle to Rachel, and the guards go for her. She flings it over their heads to Yogi.
Yogi, here!
The guards charge, and he throws it to the aide.
Thank you.
Yogi!
I'm sorry, he was open!
The aide is driven away.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a press conference.
He starts for the stage.
I can still tell them what you did.
Oh, yeah? Without that turtle or a scrap of evidence, go right ahead. Well, you might as well tell them Bigfoot is here. And do yourself a favor there, Ranger. Try to keep your dignity. That's all you have left.
The mayor's aide has the turtle in his lap. To the driver.
You know what? I'm taking care of this thing myself this time. That's the only way to make sure the job is done right. But that's why I'm the mayor's right-hand man, right? Because I don't make mistakes.
The turtle escapes through the open window. On stage.
Hey, you know, people are wondering, why should I vote for Mayor Brown to be governor? Well, how about this? Mayor Brown just turned the city's budget from a deficit into a surplus and put $1,000 into the pocket of every citizen of this city! Now, before I sign the paperwork that will save the city, why don't you all take a look at my first campaign ad for governor?
The film plays.
Mayor Brown, the right choice for governor.
We're out of time. Must be something we can do. Does anybody have any ideas?
Well, I guess this is going to be a pretty sad documentary, huh?
Smith points at Boo Boo.
Is he still filming?
I needed more footage, so I told him to keep it rolling.
Huh?
I can plug that into the video feed right up there. I just need a way to distract the guards.
I think we can take care of that.
He supports public safety.
The film shows him leading firemen.
All right, hurry up, people! Focus! Let's go save those orphans!
Hey, check this out! Kick it, Boo Boo!
Kicking it.
They dance in front of the guards.
Hey!
Who look unimpressed.
He's tough on crime.
The mayor's aide returns as the film shows the mayor beating up a mugger.
Hey, look at this! Keep your eye on the little bear! Look at the skills! Hey! Amazing!
Smith sneaks past the distracted guards to the video feed.
And here's what Mayor Brown proudly has to say about protecting our natural resources.
You think I care about what the law says? Or about some endangered frog-mouth turtle? Or some stupid park for families to have a picnic in? No! I care about power, you pinheads!
Oh, boy. Nobody knows this turtle exists, and nobody ever will.
The crowd looks angry. Boo Boo holds Yogi up with his feet.
There's about to be a riot out there. I need you out front!
The guards leave their posts. Exhausted, Boo Boo drops Yogi. Photographers advance on the mayor.
Oh, hey, wait, please. That was not real. Trust me, there is no such thing as a frog-mouth turtle.
A long tongue hits his cheek.
He's right next to me, isn't he?
He is.
Okay.
The turtle retracts its tongue and smiles.
We did it,
Yogi! Boo Boo!
Yogi and Boo Boo high five. Jones joins in.
Yogi!
Fine now.
Rachel runs over.
Miss Movie Maker Lady.
Yogi hugs her.
Hey, we did it.
Then she hugs Smith.
Hey, Mr. Ranger!
Come on, Boo Boo.
Okay.
Smith smiles.
I was wrong, Yogi. Now, I say from here on out, we just be proud of who we are and not be afraid to fight for the things we're passionate about, like this park and Rachel.
And picnic baskets?
And picnic baskets.
Come here!
Yogi gives Ranger Smith a big bear hug.
Okay. I'm good.
Here you go, Boo Boo. Take good care of him.
Hey there, buddy.
The turtle.
No. I never took a kickback out of anything in my entire career. No one loves turtles more than I do.
The bear's aide tries to sneak off. Rachel spots him. She leaps from the stage and pins him down.
Gorilla?
Himalayan snow leopard.
Cars queue to get into Jellystone Park. A banner reads, Home of the Frogmouth Turtle and Yogi Bear.
Welcome to Jellystone, home of the Frogmouth Turtle and brochures. I'm Ranger Jones.
Ah, yes. Jellystone Park. A wonderful little piece of paradise. Where families come and soak up the tranquility of nature. It's a place that...
The whole picnic table is towed away.
Never mind.
And another.
Hey!
And another. Ranger Smith strides proudly out onto the cabin's front porch and greets two hikers as he strolls down the steps towards Rachel.
Hi, welcome.
She turns from a camera on a tripod.
Well, I am certainly glad that you are going to be staying in Jellystone for a while. And what animal will you be observing?
Well, I thought I would observe the courting rituals of the American Ranger.
I happen to hear that the American Ranger is a very charming, intelligent, attractive species, one that always keeps us cool.
Even when basket-stealing bears pushes buttons?
Listen, Yogi will be Yogi. And I'm just not going to let him bother me anymore. Besides, I have more important things to focus on.
He goes to kiss her.
Oh!
His hat brim got in the way.
She
reaches up and takes his hat off.
Let's try that again.
A smile spreads across his face, and their lips meet in a kiss. Yogi drives the camouflaged armadillo towards them.
Afternoon, Mr. Ranger, sir!
Hi, Miss Movie Lady.
The buggy trundles by, pulling a number of picnic tables behind it on ropes. The tables are all laid with food. On the last picnic table is a dog.
Yogi!
Rachel beams.
I love this place.
She and Ranger Smith run after Yogi and the stolen food. ITFC audio description by Sam Clark. Directed by Eric Brevig. Silhouettes of the original Hanna-Barbera cartoon characters. Ranger Smith chases Yogi through the forest. When everything is wrong, we'll come talk to you. Written by Jeffrey Ventimiglia and Joshua Sternin and Brad Copeland. Produced by Donald DeLine, Karen Rosenfeld. The turtle swings through the forest using its tongue. You are such a blessing. Executive producers, Andrew Haas, James Dyer, Lee Berger. Co-producer, Tim Coddington. You're my best friend. Based on characters created by Hanna-Barbera Productions. Director of Photography, Peter James, ACS, ASC. Production designer, David R. Sandifer. Yogi snatches a picnic basket from his zip line. Edited by Kent Bader, ACE. Music by John Devney. Music supervisor, Julianne Jordan. I feel happy inside when I see your face. Yogi, Boo Boo and Turtle go over the waterfall in the dinghy. Costume designer, Liz McGregor. Casting by Alison Jones. Yogi does his water skiing routine. You're my best friend. Dan Aykroyd. Justin Timberlake. Anna Faris. Tom Cavanaugh. Yogi pilots the Basket Nabber 2000. TJ Miller. Nate Caudry. Ranger Smith chases Yogi and Boo Boo through a computer game style landscape of floating platforms. Andrew Daly. You're my best friend. Spectacular fireworks explode in the night sky, producing images of hot dogs and chicken legs. A Warner Brothers Pictures presentation. A Sunswept Entertainment DeLine Pictures production. In association with Rhythm and Hughes. Writ large in the sky in colourful capital letters, Yogi Bear. Yogi, Boo Boo and Ranger Smith soar past a full moon on the basket nabber, the turtle trailing behind them, attached to the glider by his tongue. Yogi Bear, Dan Aykroyd. Boo Boo, Justin Timberlake. Rachel, Anna Faris. Ranger Smith, Tom Cavanaugh. Ranger Jones, TJ Miller. Chief of Staff, Nate Caudry. Mayor Brown, Andrew Daly. Narrator, Josh Robert Thompson. Mayor's Tailor, David Stott. Dirty Shopper, Greg Johnson. Stylist, Christy Quillam. Elderly Purse Lady, Patricia Aldersley. Purse Snatcher, Tim McLaughlin. Security Guards, Hayden Vernon, Dean Nosley, Barry Duffield, Michael Morris, Will Wallace. Picnic Table Mum, Susanna Serpek. Additional voiceover, Isabella Akers, Steve Alterman, Stephen F. Apostolina, Greg Baglia, Kirk Bailey, Shane Baumel, Kate Carlin, Kerry Gutierrez, Emily Hahn, Louisa Leshin. Seth Morris, Raymond Ochoa, Juan Pope, Janessa Rose, Michelle Ruff, Will Shadley, Jill Smith, Marcelo Tubert, Constance Ember Vaughan Kaplan. Visual effects and animation by Rhythm and Hughes Studios. Visual effects supervisor, Betsy Paterson. Visual effects producer, Bill Tlusty. Lead animation supervisor, Joseph Cassander. Associate lead animation supervisor, Kristen Solid. VFX art director, Michael Meeker. Digital effects producer, Patrick Kearney. Digital effects supervisor, Jason Baeva. Look development supervisors, Dante Quintana, Michael Sandrick. CG sequence supervisors, William Giorgio, Pablo Holzer, Yogesh Lakhani, Harry Lamb, Jonathan Robinson. Visual effects by Entity FX. Visual effects supervisor, Matt Beck. Pre-visualization by Persistence of Vision. Stereoscopic plate conversion by Sassoon Film Design. Main and end title designed by You & Co. End titles by Scarlet Letters. Lasagna, written by Al Yankovic, performed by Weird Al. Rhythm of Love, written by Tim Lopez, performed by Plain White Tees. Baby Got Back, written by Anthony L. Ray, performed by Sir Mix-a-Lot. The Sound of Sunshine, written by Jason Bowman, Michael Franti and Carl Jung, performed by Michael Franti and Spearhead. Also Sprach Zarathustra, written by Richard Strauss. William Tell Overture, written by Giacchino Rossini, performed by Orchestral Academy of Los Angeles. Rachel's Song, written by Brad Copeland and Tom Kavanagh, performed by Tom Kavanagh. Nothing But a Good Time, written by Bobby Dahl, Bruce Johannesson, Brett Michaels and Ricky Rocket, performed by Poison. Runnin' Wild, written by Joel O'Keefe, performed by Airborne. Theme from Superman, written by John Williams. Don't Stop Believin', written by Jonathan Cain, Neil Sean and Steve Perry, performed by Journey. My Best Friend, written by Rivers Cuomo, performed by Weezer. This motion picture, copyright 2010 Warner Brothers Entertainment, Inc. Screenplay, copyright 2010 Warner Brothers Entertainment, Inc. Original score, copyright 2010 Warner Olive Music, LLC. All material is protected by copyright laws of the United States and all countries throughout the world. All rights reserved. Country of first publication, United States of America. Warner Brothers is the author of this motion picture for purposes of copyright and other laws. Any unauthorized exhibition, distribution or copying of this film, or any part thereof, including soundtrack, is an infringement of the relevant copyright and will subject the infringer to severe civil and criminal penalties. The story, all names, characters and incidents portrayed in this production are fictitious. No identification with actual persons, places, buildings and products is intended or should be inferred. No person or entity associated with this film received payment or anything of value or entered into any agreement in association with the depiction of tobacco products. No bears were harmed in the making of this movie. Distributed by Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner company.